Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Hey, 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 Vince in the motherfucking Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, Free Ball Black Friday, November 23rd, 2012. Thank you all for joining me on this momentous occasion. And I appreciate all the early chit-chatters and listeners. Big ups to Assert MacFags, Blitzy, Dead End, EAW, I Eat Cake, Kamonra, hey Kamonra, Mary Mad in the house, Mechazawa in the building, Niggers in Paris, welcome back to the show. Saul is on BTR. Big ups to Saul. Also, Vert and XU out. Good times. What up, BTR Administrator Moonman? Did I miss you? Of course. I was really pissed when I thought you were going to be my co-host one night. BTR Moonman was going to call in and be my co-host, and he stood me up. luckily, no, you weren't going to be my co-host. You were going to be, the debate. Yeah, that was debate night. He was going to be a moderator for the debate and last minute couldn't make it. So we had Flavored Cactus fill in at the last minute. He did a good job. X-Knight, thank you very much for working hard to try to get John McAfee on the show. Apparently, he's not going to be here tonight, but maybe next week. Hey, appreciate the effort there. I've got a lot of requests to... all right, you know what? I've got a lot of requests to fulfill. I put out the... we're telling you to be bothered. We're getting there. Yeah, I got a ton of requests, and I'm going to try to fulfill all of them tonight. Of course, I'm going to perform the theme song for the show, the Friday show, Free Ball Friday. And then I'm going to get to Assert MacFags. Can you hear me? Assert MacFags said that she was just going to chat and not listen to my show. And I was going to play a song that she requested. Oh, suddenly you're listening now. Oh, how convenient. Great. Okay, I'm going to do the theme for tonight's program and then go into a request for Assert MacFags. And be right back after these messages. Stick around if you want to join the conversation tonight. It's open lines, 347-826-7667. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback, and a vibrator too. It's a long day, living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated. Remind all of you, this was a request from Assert MacFags. This is not, I do not approve of this gay ass music, but I'm loyal to my listeners, so here you go. Okay, I'll admit, that was a jam. I like that. That was cool. I went through my own little jam band phase. Got to see a couple Dead shows. Been to multiple Fish shows. Seen Widespread. I've been to Bonnaroo. I've seen String Cheese like over 9,000 times. Leftover Salmon. All those bands. I have friends that are hippies. I mean, it's hard not to be friends with hippies or socialists when you live in the Bay Area. And, okay, you know what? Ghost loves Obama. You're going on timeout, Ghost, for Obama. Ghost loves Obama. Timeout for doxing in my chat room. If you want to put a link to a paste bin to a dox, I'm okay with that, but don't put it in my chat room. And that's some old-ass dox, too, by the way. I remember that from like 2 years ago. Anyways, answer. Are you there? Hello, Assert?
Hello.
Hey. So thank you for that request. That was a very magical musical selection.
Pretty fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just kidding when I was butted in there and talked shit. That was a cool song, actually. It reminds me of 70s classic rock.
That's better. I don't know. German krautrock from the 70s is pretty out there and psychedelic, man.
Dude, I was totally tripping during that song. And that's
totally far out.
Dude, two in a row. Your last two requests, Ravi Shankar, which we were lucky enough to have in the studio for that one.
Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, and then this one. I think you're two for two.
Yeah. It's Popol Vuh, just so everyone knows, in case they want to go download the albums, because they're amazing. I know everyone in the chat was super stoked to hear it, so I'm so glad you played that. And I can't wait to just give you more requests every time you play a show.
Yeah, keep them coming. We got plenty more requests to get to.
Fantastic.
Wait, Meep says, what's the topic today, Vince? Told me about black balls. We can talk about who's blackballed, blackballing, black men's balls, whatever. It don't matter. You just got to call in and bring up. You have a question about black men's balls. Maybe we can answer it. We have usually have a very wide ranging panel.
I know a bit about that. Just a little bit about black balls.
What do you know?
How do they
compare to white balls?
They taste a little different. They're a little bigger, too.
The balls themselves tend to be bigger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. No, I already knew that. I was just testing you. Congratulations, you won.
Wait, how did you know that?
Hey, I live in the Bay, all right? It's like you're required to be half gay here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, stick down and bring on a lot of callers that are waiting. Please be patient. I will get to you momentarily. But we have a special caller. This gentleman, he's like 12. But what do I know? He calls himself Aaron Cheezio. Have you heard of this guy?
I know Aaron Cheezio. He's Aaron Socio's twin brother, his evil brother, actually, since Aaron Socio's in jail right now.
All right, audience is saying I'm Patriot Gregging.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tend to my technical difficulties here. Let's have let's bring on Aaron Chizio. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on the air.
Yes, Ben. Vince?
Hi, Aaron.
Yeah, Asher, first with you and your self-hating antics, I just want to tell you that your day of reckoning is coming. what I want to address first, my evil twin brother, Aaron Socio, was arrested today. Me and him have had a long running disagreement. He thinks all life is one, when in reality, all life is one. You see, the great Tao is the center of the universe, and by the prophecy of the great Tao Queen, we will all one day become her cud that she chooses. So I just want to clear up the message that my evil twin brother, Aaron Socio, started with. And it's not quite that all life is one, but all life is actually cut. So I just wanted to start with that. And just shout out to all the self-haters in the chat room.
Right.
Yes.
I absolutely agree.
Thank you. It's the truth. It's the way. It is the prophecy. And I am here by orders of the Cow Queen and her front, right, and left hooves to deliver this message to you.
What are your thoughts on the time cube?
I'm sorry.
The cubic time.
My cubic time?
Wait. What are your thoughts on the time cube and Jean Ray's cubic time?
The time cube. I'm not quite sure if you could elaborate. I don't know if that's something my brother came up with.
No, actually, Jean Ray, a brilliant doctor named Jean Ray, came up with it.
Oh, I
and
see.
And it's pretty much like the greatest theory on the earth. I talked about this a couple of days ago. Or a week ago with your brother, actually, because he had no idea what it was about either.
Yes.
But the time cube is essentially that, the idea that everything is a corner, and there's four corners in a day and four rotations within a day. So there's actually 4 days within a 24-hour period, and that's essentially the time cube.
You see, that still falls in line with the whole life is cud theory. Because, as you see, the great Queen Mother Tao is inside of a square pen, which is kind of like a cube. Sorry. Oh,
fuck. Holy.
I'm going to mute myself for a minute.
Don't break character. God. Just so you guys know, Aaron Socio, this caller's brother, is in jail right now for three or four felonies and four misdemeanors, I think.
Yes. He said some stupid things on the internet, such as how Black Friday, which is actually today, would be a shade of red. And he's tweeted this to several people, including a congressman, and that was a stupid fucking idea. And that is probably part of why he is in a straitjacket right now with a syringe of Haldol up his ass. So what I think happened is that he had the wrong interpretation of the all life is cud prophecy, and he went alio. That is what occurred.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he told me he was the Antichrist last time we were talking, and I had a hard time believing him, but maybe he really was the Antichrist. But now that he's, like, held up in prison, like, the Antichrist transfers to different persons, just as the Bible, because I read it when I was 12.
Yes, now that he is locked up, the Antichrist psyche possibly has transferred to a new person. And I think to spot that person, it will be another jackass who's on Twitter trolling people with that all life is one bullshit and that mother fucking smiley face emoticon every fucking sentence. So we just have to watch out for that.
I think it transferred into Ginger Brooks, obviously.
Yes, possibly. She may be undergoing that transformation as we speak.
I have no idea who this is interesting to.
she is actually starting the free Erin Socio hashtag, which even though my brother does need to take a time out, as it were, she is supporting my family, so just shout out to her for that support. All life is cud.
All life is cud, exactly.
Yes.
I'm so glad that there's a free Erin Socio network going on out there. We need to get Neep's Ghost to get a Wii Pay started so we could possibly bail him out of jail.
Possibly, yes. Although I hear he has no bond, as he has made terroristic threats.
Yeah, but, if we start a Wii Pay, it'll be all good.
Yeah, a Wii Pay, totally, Wii Pay. No, we shouldn't do that.
WePay cures everything.
What? WePay? What?
WePay cures everything.
It does. I've seen that from the occupiers and their live streams and their WePay. Apparently, that's how the world goes around. And
WePay pretty much let TimCast survive for, over a year.
Yeah, I would say that WePay itself does fall into the all life is cud prophecy. So I would support, people eating their cash and then vomiting it into other people's WePay accounts, and then those people can reach through that cash because all life is cud. So it all fits together.
It really does fit together.
It does.
I'm not gonna lie. I read the Bible. My dad's a cop, and so I know how these things work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And cops.
Yeah, dad's a cop, so he knows exactly what's going on in the world.
Yeah, they call cops pigs, and you know where pigs hang out? In farms with cows.
The cows, yeah. Cattle mutilations are way up this year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So it's all part of the same all life is cud prophecy. And it'll take just a matter of time before martial law invades all the coastal cities and cows come in and to the decomposed humans who have been killed by the martial law, and they become cut. It's all a part of the plan. The Russians told me.
The Russians?
Didn't I tell you I was with Erin Socio when we met the Russians and we became indoctrinated into their spy program?
Jesus Christ, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. I was busy.
Thank you, Vince, for coming back. Jesus.
Thank you. Yes.
I was busy screening calls. Erin Cizio.
Yes.
You seem to be a popular character. People are lining up to speak to you.
Okay, I can handle it.
Okay.
Dobson is here.
After all.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
No. First name Docs, last name Ben is not here right now.
He's here.
But we can only hope.
Okay.
Anywho, first caller is X-Knight. Go ahead, you're on, X-Knight.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, sir.
Hey, Erin, what's this shit about this cow queen, some shit like that? You were just spewing out some major bullshit about cows and...
Yeah, well, you have to understand that the bovine realignment revolution is coming. And
what?
The bovine realignment revolution. I know my brother talks about the female realignment, but what it truly is, because he has misinterpreted the prophecy entirely, it's all about cows and the bovine realignment.
Wait, let me get this straight. You believe that the cows in the farms with the pigs will align with the horses, will shove a cock up the horse's ass, and then, you know, like, magically females will be like, I don't fucking get what's going on. What's this cow shit?
You've actually got it quite right, in a sense. All the
nice. Nice.
The animals are going to realize their true power and rise up. And I call this day, but it will occur on Valentine's Day. Okay. See, because I am Aaron. And all my good. And the bovine.
Who's using sandpaper right now? Who's sanding down something? Hello? All right. Hey, look, we're going to bring on more callers. We got Ronald Langford also wants to chime in. I'm sorry. Well, hang on. I got to introduce him correctly. My bad. The man known only by reputation, the legendary Ronald Langford.
Hey, Ronald Langford.
Hello. Hey, Ronald.
First and foremost, I just want to say, Aaron Cheesio, that paste thing you wrote, I'm going to be completely honest, it's not even remotely funny, not at all.
Thank you, Ronald Langford.
Why? It is the truth. It is the prophecy. Why are you hating? Or is it because you're a
self-hater?
It
was actually probably the dumbest fucking thing I've ever read.
Do you actually believe this bullshit that you spew? Or are you just trolling? You really got to know.
You have to understand that this is beyond you feeble-minded self-haters. This is the prophecy. It's been
bestowed
upon
on
me by the truth. The true Queen Palliser. I am the chosen one.
X-Men is not allowable.
I'm sorry?
In the chat room, I'm getting a lot of troll fail. A lot of people saying troll fail on Aaron Cheesio. And like I said, I got to squeeze in a lot of requests. Bronies are DDoSing me, so I'm not able to get a good connection here. But anyhoot.
Dude, who gets DDoSed by bronies? You fucking pussy.
Any hoots, I can put you on timeout for a couple minutes. That's fine. I'm totally cool with that. I'm going to put everybody on timeout and fulfill a request for Ronald Langford. Ronald, you requested a song tonight, correct?
Oh, yeah.
What was it that you wanted?
B12, 40 ounce.
All right, we'll be right back.
Catch a slug. Yeah. I'm so drunk, I can earl for a month. Any nigga pop shit, go to the trunk. B12 star shit, nigga come get us. 7 mile running, wild niggas with us. Cause all my niggas is talking that shit. And got no problem with smacking no bitch. I have my wife cut your throat. Blunt, damn, that's all we smoke. Wild the fuck out, stab you with a knife. It's B12, nigga, we ready to fucking fight.
Where your body out? Where your body out? Where your body out? Number four.
AK Berettas. We don't supposed to be in here without weapons, but still they let us. Switchblade, brass knuckles, nickel-plated belt buckle. Broken beer bottles, when we walk in, you can smell trouble. Elbows flying, bitches crying, niggas bleeding. You retreating, running to your car and skating off Regina. We take examples out of you haters, running your mouth. You the reason why your peoples is pouring their 40s out. Dirty dozen wallets, beat niggas bloody. And you gon' have to pour out a keg for all your homies.
Pour your 40 out, guns and wear 40 out. Guns and wear 40 out, guns and wear 40 out. Guns and wear 40 out, guns and wear 40 out. Guns and wear 40 out, guns and wear 40 out.
I was raised by drunk, so I became a drunk. 80 proof on this rocker, that's the name I want. I'm in the club to beat, you gotta murder me there. Only talk to a bitch with burgundy hair. On the aisle in the back, bumping 7 deuce. See that top on that 40, you know it's coming loose. See me on the Ave daily, be running this shit. If your chick get blah, I G-money that bitch. Packing mags and clips, I smash your click. Because the proof they put the G in the alphabet. Smoking weed, drinking Henny, Remy, and that Jimmy. Don't worry, get the one out the corner store, got plenty.
Put your 40 out, come to where your 40 out.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. So, hopefully I've alleviated the Patriot Greg issue. If that is still continuing, please send me a PM and I'll just switch over to my phone. I mean, it seems to happen every Friday night. It's bullshit. Anywhere. Anyway, I'm going to bring back. So essentially we've come to the conclusion, the consensus in the chat at least, is that this Aaron Chizio is a fail troll, and I'm not gonna dump Aaron Chizio. He can certainly stay on the line, but we have a full panel here, and including Aaron Chizio. Assert MacFags is here.
Fags.
Yo, Assert MacFags, what's up?
What's happening?
Just checking in. What did you think of Aaron Chizio?
I don't know. I like to talk nonsense with retards, so it was kind of entertaining for me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Let's X Knight, your thoughts.
What's up?
Thanks a lot, X Knight. Appreciate the input as always. Hey, congratulations, Ronald Langford. Fulfilled your request there. I hope you enjoyed that.
I did.
And now I'm going to bring
really
on. Yeah, sweet. I'm got big
entire
up to
Russell
to.
League.
Big ups to the Russell League, yeah. Hammer out. Jesus Christ, what is going on there? Could somebody self-muting, not self-mutilation, self-muting is encouraged, folks. Okay. Let's bring on Hammurabi's code now. Go ahead, Hammurabi. You're on with Jesus. No, not Jesus. Yeah, Aaron Chizio is here. Asshurt MacFags is here. X Knight is on. Ronald Langford is in the house. And now Hammurabi's code. What's up, Hammurabi?
Not much. What's up, Langford?
Shit.
That's what I figured. So here's the deal, man. I'm totally not fucking Sarah Bunny ears. I'm sorry I got to deliver that news personally. I don't think my messages on Twitter were getting through. I'm not. Fuck that woman. Have you seen her tits?
I don't think you realize you don't have a choice. You are going to fuck her.
Bullshit. You can't make my dick get hard. You could give me an entire bottle of Viagra. That shit's not going to work. You know that.
I can make Sarah rape you.
Still would have to get hard. No rape possible.
What if she squeezes the bottom of your dick and the blood rushes up to the top half so it's like half hard?
There won't be any dick rushing there if she's anywhere within 10 feet of me. I promise you that.
Cammy, you have to. Ronald Langford said that you have to fuck Sarah.
Well, he didn't say, if I got to do it, I'm like quintuple bagging, and it's going to be a quick one.
By the way, I don't know if you guys saw the War on Bronies press release the other day.
I think I missed it. Can somebody paste that in the chat?
Yeah, I'll get it. Hold on. It's basically just stating that the Russell League is officially joining the War on Bronies.
Yeah, it's official.
There it is. Wait.
Somebody's saying Russell Stack.
Yeah, there it is.
Is that what it's called, Russell Stack?
Russell League.
Russell League, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we're not Russell Stack.
One dude. So there's a lot of people that do a variation on Russell. You guys are League. There's also Sec, and there's other stuff.
There's no Russell Sec.
Well, there's a nigger in the chat room that says Russell Sec is the same shit.
Well, he's a nigger.
No, it's not. But anyway, Shmoop has asked me to inform you that we recently released a fresh Brony Docs on the Russell League Twitter, and Shmoop's actually going to be calling in a minute to talk about that.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. We also have to get to tonight's topic, which is Black Friday. I believe we have a legendary BTR regular caller. Her name is Peggy. Peggy is a Walmart greeter. This is like her Super Bowl, essentially. I know her. Most of you know her from calling into Ghost's show. She used to call in a ghost and was very popular on that program. And she calls into other shows and she checks in with us from time to time. And this is the perfect time of year to talk to her. So we're going to bring her on in just a second, and we'll have, what's his name, Shmoop on too, I believe. I think he's waiting in the wings. Of course, we have to continue to fulfill requests, so we'll be right back with Peggy and hopefully Shmoop after I send this out to, this is actually for you, Hammurabi. This is from me to you. Here it is. Well, yeah, formerly a flaming hairband from the glam rock band from the early 80s.
If this is Pantera, you sure as shit can't call him a fucking glam rock band, bro.
Well, and they metamorphosized into some...
metamorphosized my sack. You watch that shit. You actually liked glam bands. There's no... You can't get that stinger.
I like Motley Crue.
I'm sorry, bro.
I like Motley Crue.
I'm saying is you're I'm the one who knows them as fucking heavy metal band, which is I think probably what like 99% of Earth knows them as. And
secretly they're a gay glam rock band that failed.
I'm gonna find pictures of you from the 80s, Vince. I will find pictures of you from the 80s.
If anybody can do it, you can. That's for damn sure.
I was nudes.
All right,
do you really?
You know what? People have been complaining about You know, people.
I want to see if he has a purple sicko dick too.
And you know what?
You want to see Vince's dick?
Is my microphone even on? Hello?
Yeah, it is. It is.
You guys are ignoring me.
They're rudely interrupting you, Vince.
Own fucking show.
Ronald, is that not allowable?
Is what allowable?
Interrupting Vince.
Interrupting Vince is only allowable when I want to interrupt Vince. Otherwise, it's completely not allowable.
Yeah, and you should walk, motherfuckers. chat room blowing up. Call in 347-826-7667.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. The call-in number, once again, if you're east of the Rockies, 347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, it's 347-826-7667. I have a wide panel. That's what she said. No, I have a wide panel here, and we're going to get into another discussion, I'm sure. But there's new callers, people lining up to chime in about Black Friday. I'm kind of curious what the Gaza Loot Crew was up to on Black Friday, and thankfully we have one of the representatives here. I'm going to go to Tyrone now. What's up, Tyrone?
Yo, what up, Vince? What's up? What's happening, man?
Well, nothing much. You know, just trying to chug along with this show here. We've kind of veered off the topic, but basically we're talking about Black Friday and how evil and corrupt it is. And we should all burn in hell for purchasing items. But I know the Loot Crew, you guys don't buy shit. You just fucking take that shit. So how did you spend your Black Friday?
Well, I basically took all that money that we used from the cashed in goods from that we got out in Gaza, all them iPads and everything. We took all that money. I went and got Shauna, and then I got Shauna down her new ring. I got also blank. I got a big ass rock. And then I got Deontay and them. Deontay told me, man, because the goddamn bronies talking about he wanted a Pinkie Pie doll for Christmas. And then I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? I had to go get the belt. But no, I got Deontay a Glock 40 for Christmas. We're going to go out to the range, though. I'm going to try to make a man out of little Deontay, try to reverse that damage them bronies caused on him.
Excellent. Oh, I also want to remind people, I am accepting anonymous messages. I know some people in the chat room are a little shy about asking things. You can submit a personal message to me in the chat room, and I'll read it anonymously on the air. I've been getting quite a few. Let's see, one from I don't even know if she wants to be considered anonymous. This is Melinda. She says, "Do you consider me rapeable?" And I would say, "No, I don't. I would not want to rape you, Melinda." She says, I heard a guy tell his friend I was rapeable. What does that really mean? Do you know? I don't know what that means. Let's pose that to the panel in the chat room. What does it mean to be rapeable? Would you know, Tyrone?
Well, I would say that would make that person what we would call down here in Atlanta, we call that a dime piece.
A dime piece?
Yo.
Okay. Assert MacFags. What does it mean to be rapeable? Do you know?
I suppose that can be defined in a very broad definition, because anyone is considered rapeable because we're all vulnerable in some way. However, if you're talking about a female, it's probably someone who's at least in the slight bit attractive.
So that's acceptable to say, I think you're totally rapeable?
No, I don't think so, except maybe if it was in like a, I know I have friends that are like into the BDSM scene, you know, like they're kinky people, and they have consensual relationships, you know, and some of them are into, like, play rape and stuff, which is totally different from real rape, just get that out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, it's something people are into, you know, and that's totally fine if they do it, if they're consensual.
All right, let's ask, wait, you know what, let's, before X Knight, hang on a second, I want to go to X Knight's roommate. She's on the line. Get her, her another female perspective. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kamonra, did I get that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kamonra, what do you think that means, being rapeable? Yeah.
That tells me this guy finds her attractive, but is too much of a dumb fuck to, you know, actually go up to her and say, hey, I like you. I'd like to go out with you. Instead, he, you know, uses his testosterone and says, hey, you're rapeable.
Mm.
No.
And now, do they let, now I'm trying to stay up to speed on internet speak. Now, when they say rape, are they supposed to spell it R-A-E-P? Is that how it's...
That's a very good question. I've seen it spelled.
And is there a difference between rape and rape, the spellings? Are there... Is one deliberately sarcastic, and the other one is literal?
The misspelled one has a lot more levity.
Uh-huh. On the internet.
One would make you run in the opposite direction, and the other one would make you laugh.
Well, Melinda says if she were found rapeable, would and if anybody finds her rapeable, would they rape her? I would say no. If I mean, even if I thought you were rapeable, I would resist.
I'd let her rape me.
Wow, could I videotape?
Is that allowable? Is this rape allowable, Robert Link?
I think that about wraps it up from Melinda. I hope we were able to answer the question. We can actually, let's ask Aaron Chizio. Aaron Chizio, what do you think rapeability means?
You know, I would just say that another self-dating psyche trait. I wouldn't approve of such a traitability.
Okay. Yeah, what the hell? Hi, who's that? What, huh?
It's Anani Bear.
Oh, shit, we got an... Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have Anani Bear on the air. Anani Bear, what's up?
Hi, Vince. I don't like that word. I would say... She's probably very snuggable and huggable.
Who are you talking about?
Well, Melinda, because she's asking if she's rapeable, and that's not a very nice word. So I think she's probably very huggable and very snuggable. And she should expect hugs.
Wow. There you have it. A Anani Bear. It's been a long time. You're actually Anani Bear. You're like the first Anon that has called into my show in weeks.
Yeah, I think that media and Celsius carry everyone away.
What?
Aaron Socio carried everyone away.
Oh, Aaron Socio took down Anonymous. What are you talking about?
He took him down. Just like all of them are.
I'm getting more anonymous messages. This one is for Hammurabi's code. This says anonymous message says Hammurabi is a fat nigger. Hammurabi, how do you feel about that?
I would say this person clearly has no idea who I am. I am nor black, nor festively plump.
Okay. I'll PM you the person's identity and after the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, no problem. More anonymous messages. Oh, this one's for Asshurt MacFags. Asshurt, you ready?
Uh-huh.
This one's asking, does Asshurt MacFags have any polyamorous friends?
Yeah, I have a lot, actually.
Are you polyamorous?
Not really. I've had a couple three ways, but I'm not, like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm pretty exclusive.
Ooh, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Were those three ways, was that before or after the transition?
After.
Are there a lot of people into that shit?
Of course. Into what
nice.
Shit? Being with girls? Absolutely.
Hey, y'all want to do something fun? I just realized this would be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
Please.
Why don't we call the jail the Aaron Socio at right now?
Wait, is it jail?
Yeah, why don't we do that? We could call the
jail. We should do that. I haven't gotten to speak with him since he's been arrested, so we should do that.
Well, his real name is Corey A. Turner. Corey A. Turner. And he at the Lafayette County Jail in Lexington, Missouri. I'll pull up the phone number.
And this is the Vince in the Bay Show. We're calling to wish him well.
Yo, well, we got to find out what's going on with him, you know? We got to make sure he's all right, see if he needs any money in his, if he needs any money sent to his commissary or anything.
Somebody PM me the number and I'll dial it.
I think Ginger put it on her Twitter, actually.
I'm not going to Ginger.
Yeah, I'm PMing it to Vince right now.
But somebody just find it and paste it in the chat.
Yeah, I'm going to PM it to him right now. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, we also have Ronald Langford back.
Oh, yeah. Ronald Langford.
And X-Knight.
Yes.
And we also have more callers lined up, a ton I got to get to. Let's bring on Pythorian. Pythorian, you're on the air. What's going on?
It's another beautiful evening. How are you guys all over there?
Doing fantastical. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? My mind is totally filled with a lot of things. Like, you're completely confused about rapeability and rapeable. You're saying that rapeability and rapeable are completely the same thing, and they're not, you know. Like, Hammurabi's penis over there has no rapeability, apparently, even after a bottle of Viagra, and you guys are entirely too obsessed with Hammurabi's penis. Now, Tyrone has it right, and rapeable is like, you know, a dime girl, you know. It's a compliment. It's like saying, she is so fine, I will do a nickel or better for fucking that bitch. You know, it's a great thing to say. Now, the Supreme Court has said that rape can only be defined if there's penetration involved. So, for instance, a woman cannot rape Hammurabi. Now, so I understand where there's some suburban kind of white kid not understanding rapeable going on in this conversation, because obviously none of you people can define it if you're, you know, not rapeable. Unlike me, where I'm like flypaper for faggots, apparently. And so I do understand where I can be raped because of penetration, and I don't swing that way, you know. So I got to be careful of my cornhole. And, you know, so my penis, you know, it's a beautiful penis. And I don't understand why you people are all talking about Hammurabi's penis. We should be talking about mine because, you know, it's a beautiful penis. It's like 10 inches long, hangs a little to the left, but I don't think it's political, you know. So, hey.
Right on, bro. Welcome to the panel. Hey, you want to hang on and get in on this call we're going to make to Aaron Socio's jail?
Absolutely, and I'll pitch in for commissary.
Okay, here we go.
You have Twitter, Pythorian, you should check it.
Aaron Socio's psych ward or whatever. What's his real name?
Corey Aaron Turner.
County Sheriff's Department.
Hi, I'd like to connect with somebody that's currently an inmate in I don't know the correct term.
Let me transfer you to the jail. Hold on one second.
Oh, perfect. Okay, what is it? Corey?
Corey
oh.
Aaron Turner.
Corey who?
Turner.
Corey Turner. Hi, we're trying to get a hold of Corey Turner. He's an inmate, I believe. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, we're trying to get a hold of an inmate. His name's Corey Turner.
Okay.
Better be the right Corey Turner.
What can I help you with?
Oh, we do an internet blog show, and he used to be a regular caller, and there's a lot of folks that we were just talking about him. We miss him, and we thought we'd give him a call and just send him some well wishes.
Well, he can't speak over his phone.
Oh, damn it! Well, can you send him a message from us?
No, I cannot.
Oh. Hello? Did she hang up on me?
That chick hung up on you.
What the fuck?
Oh, you just got dissed, man.
Vince, right. Call them back and let me talk to them. I'll get it all figured
all right,
out.
You want to try this time?
Oh, yo.
Test run.
Absolutely. Let Tyrone talk.
They certainly have caller ID, so they're going to recognize the numbers. But I think we should
just
wait.
Just block the number.
Let's just wait a little.
Just hit *67.
Yeah, let me see if that works. Hang on.
No, I can't believe you didn't block it to begin with, man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't always call the phone, but when I do, I *67.
All right, you assholes. I'm going to mute everybody except Tyrone, okay?
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
No, you can't start to summon them.
Yeah, bitches. Fucking
assholes. Dude, call them anyway.
Seven.
Oh, right, that can't be traced to you, can it?
No, you're muted, dude. You're totally muted. You're the one that told me to *67. So, all right, it's just Tyrone. Here we go.
County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, I'm trying to find verification on whether or not somebody's actually an inmate there right now.
Okay, and who are you looking for?
His name is Corey A. Turner. We're trying to find out if he's still in the jail or if he was transferred to a psychiatric facility.
Okay, it looks like he's still incarcerated here right now.
Okay, he's still there. Do you have any information on the disposition of his charges?
Right now, he's being held here on an assault of a law enforcement officer.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Is there any bond on that?
It's $7,500, cash or surety.
So that's $750 through a bondsman?
Yes. Hold on for me one second.
All right.
It still won't let us talk to him, though. What are you talking about, Jewish producer in the line of fire? What do you mean? I think he just put us on an eternal hold, thinking we'd hang up.
Most likely, yeah. I mean, there ain't nothing else they can tell us anyway. I don't even know why he put us on hold. Because he ain't going
to
tell us nothing else. That's all they can tell you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you can tell us? Or basically, you're only allowed to say that, he's there and what his charges are, right?
Yeah, I mean, I personally really don't know much anything else. I do just know that he's here on that charge.
Okay, and you said $750 bond. through a bondsman, $7,500. Okay, all right, I appreciate it, though.
Okay.
All right, there you have it.
So we're going to set up the we pay to get the little nigga bonded out, or what? What we're going to do? He beat up a cop. I mean, I got to give it to him, man. Sure, he came up in my book.
I was writing that shit as you said it. I was like, are we going to get a wee pay? Get him back on the show.
Excellent. All right, let's bring on more callers. We now have Saul with us. Boss Saul, what's up?
That nigga just told me he's retarded, but he asked me to classify it. I'd
no,
like to talk about that.
Go ahead, Saul. What'd you say?
I asked which standard to judge myself by.
Whether or not you're full potato.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Jesus
I think Christ. We have Goofy. I think we have Goofy Bone with us now. Goofy, are you there?
Goofs.
Who?
Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
Vince.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's me, you stupid fuck. I got no power, fucking Vince. What's crag-a-lagging?
What are you talking
the
about?
The fucking beaner.
Yeah. It's the fucking beaner who owns a house. Where do you own a house, you piece of shit?
Goofy Bone,
or do you
why
live
you
with
always
your mom
sound
in
so bitter? Goofy Bone, you always sound so bitter when you come on the air, dog.
Yeah,
you
I'm
always
so
bitter,
bitter because you dumb fucks make yourself look stupid. Where's the competition?
Listen to you.
Goofy Bone, I don't even know.
Listen to you,
dog.
How you gonna get an attitude with me?
You should have paid attention to my show. I moved, you idiot. I fucking moved.
Goofy Bone, you the one mad. You the one screaming and shit.
I
didn't
know, you idiot. I'm
Goofy
mad
Bone, you need to go take a powder.
I told you guys.
Pathetic.
Come on, Vasquez.
I told you guys that Dox was at least like 3 years old.
Jesus Christ, I moved. No, that was up to date until like maybe 6 months ago. Okay, I moved.
That's right.
Now, I told that piece of shit, if he said what I told him to say, I will update my docs for you guys, okay? To make you guys happy. I'll update my docs to make you guys look better. Whoop-de-doo, you doxed me. Oh, I'm fucking sad. I'm going to cry all night.
I want to send you pizza cooked in tinfoil, motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Vince. I don't mean to come on your show and disrespect your little friends, but they're fucking pathetic.
You're terrible. Listen to you. You come on all bitter like Tyrone's talking about. You won't even accept my gift of a tinfoil cooked pizza. I know how you fucking spicks love that shit. Anything I can cook in tinfoil, I'm going to send to you. How's that sound? You bitter, little, fat, fuck.
Well, you still
I just want to say, it wasn't actually us that put out that fail docs. It was some random guy in the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't even dox you. I don't remember. But Goofy Bone, who was the girl that you took the picture of you uploaded to Twitter puking in the toilet? That was classy, though. Hello?
All right. Yeah, hey, what's going on? Oh, I'm sorry, Goofy Bone dropped off.
Oh,
he
took a really classy picture of this lady. She was
he dropped
his
off
bathroom.
When he realized Ron Lifer was here.
Most likely.
Exactly.
Is here.
God, that guy was really mad. Like, Jesus. For supposedly getting your fake docs posts, like, he's pretty pissed off.
Yeah, usually, and here's the thing, Vince, the address I got is from 2012. I don't know when Goofy moved. If it was earlier this year, I guess it could be off. I'm not banking on it, though. That nigger asked me to fucking delete my tweet. Come on.
And I also noticed that, is somebody fapping in the background? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, that's nice.
It's not me, I'm fucking muted.
I'm definitely fapping.
All right, we're going to put you back on hold then, Saul.
I'm actually fapping, too.
Okay, we'll put you on hold, too, then.
Oh,
Faggot.
I'm done.
She got the faggot in. We're just in time. That was good. All right. We got to take on more callers. We now have Eric Michael Fisher with us. Eric Michael Fisher, what's going on?
Hi. I'm told you guys will do some dream analysis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What sort of dreams you're having?
All right. So recently I've been having this recurring dream in which I'm striding down a hallway, which is frosty with ice, and I look to my right. There's an empty room, and in the room I can feel a demonic presence lingering, but I'm compelled to walk forward into it. And so I step into this demon room, and my perception begins changing, and I realize I'm no longer myself, but I am now a snowball. Do you have any advice for this?
Yeah, I'm shopping at Walmart.
Go ahead. Sorry. Who had some feedback?
Yeah, stop shopping at Walmart. You know, the snowball is representative of your, like, inner soul, your inner child breaking out against Black Friday, right, because it's white and black, and you're walking through this maze of just confusion, and that is Walmart right there, brother. Black Friday, ban it. You'll sleep better.
I don't agree with that interpretation, largely because I've been suffering from this dream for nearly 3 months now, unless I was looking much for the anticipation of Black Friday at Walmart, which I don't think I was.
If we boycott Black Friday, how do we build drones? That shit depends on... You can't build drones without tax dollars.
Well, here's the thing.
This is not StarCraft, sir. I'm not building drones. I'm trying to survive this series of dreams I've been having in which I'm repeatedly turned into a snowball.
You went off on anti-capitalistic bullshit. I'm just calling you on that. All I'm saying is, how are we going to drop bombs on all the kids in Israel or Gaza or wherever it is? Palestine, I've seen that a lot. Maybe it's there. I don't know. How are we going to do that without tax dollars?
How are we going to bomb Israel on Black Friday? Well, honestly,
can't follow shit.
I don't see the relevance here. Like, do you have any actual advice to offer me on my demon? This is a veritable haunting.
Quit being a fucking pussy, you beta ass bitch.
Here's the thing, man. What you're feeling is, I think what you're doing is you are suppressing a deep, deep memory. You're suppressing all this anger from being raped by Frosty the Snowman.
Right. I'm terribly sorry, X-Knight. I disagree with you. I honestly think what that is, because you've mentioned you've had this for about 3 months, right? You said you've had this dream for 3 months, right?
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry to tell you this. This is your subconscious telling you to go get checked. You have testicular cancer.
Oh, shit.
Well, that may indeed be a thing worth looking into.
Yeah, that sounds like the way to go. Appreciate the call.
I got some breaking news, guys.
Go ahead,
Tyrone.
Shmoop has just made a tweet, a very interesting-looking tweet.
Oh, shit.
And it says, quote-unquote, "Hey, Ron Brynn, I got some bad news about your SSN and a linked docs bin." So you might want to go check out Shmoop Twitter.
Oh, damn, I just saw that. You know, Ron Brynn made a nice commentary about my show. I'm collecting these.
Ron Brynn's a faggot.
I'm collecting these different quotes that people have made about my show. I really enjoyed his. Let me see if I can find it. I think it was yesterday.
Holy
Wait a second.
Shit! He was born in '68.
Uh, Thank you, Assert Mac Fags, for tweeting my show. She says, I'm live on Vincent the Bay's gay ass radio show. Thank you, everybody, for phoning in. Yeah, you know, and you got the guys. I'm sorry. I'm getting some feedback here. We're having a little feedback party.
So I can give you my analysis on the whole Aaron Socio situation.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I went to the Missouri Highway Patrol. Apparently, they're the agency that pulled him over. Okay, so now we have the charges here. Now, mind you, that when we called, the deputy there said that he only had one charge of assault on a law enforcement officer. So some of these might have been dropped already. I don't know if they can very well. Yeah, they can drop charges during the booking procedure because they haven't actually done that for me before. So every state's different. But anyway, they got a whole slew of charges here. They got one. It's felony making terroristic threats, and then two, felony assault on a law enforcement officer, then three, felony unlawful use of a weapon, and four, careless and imprudent driving, five, failing to drive within a single lane, six, traveling off the main portion of the roadway, or seven, passing on the right side of the roadway, eight, speeding, nine, no turn signal. So now my analysis and my deduction of this situation is that little Aaron Socio, Corey Turner, was driving around and Lafayette County, Missouri, somewhere, and he was maybe, they don't say nothing about no DUI, maybe he was just excited about something and just driving crazy, and then the highway patrol lit him up and pulled him over, and he must have gotten mad about that and maybe said something slick to the cop, and maybe the cop said something slick back to him, and then maybe he said he was going to blow up the White House or something. And then maybe after that, the cop said, okay, you need to calm down, and then maybe that's when he decided to assault the police officer. So I'm thinking this is just a case of something that, you know, maybe a road rage, you know, that just went out of hand or something. That's just what I gather from it. I hope he got tased, though.
Okay, totally muted that whole time. My bad. Hey, everybody. Yeah, Crappy Airbags didn't make it to the show, that piece of shit. Very disappointed in his participation rate. But I thank everybody for their participation tonight. It's been quite a ride. I've enjoyed it. Of course, it's Freeball Black Friday, and I'm fulfilling requests for some people that tweeted me. And one of those requests is going to be fulfilled right now. Speaking of Black Friday, we got a request here from Tearcoil. Tearcoil wanted to hear The Man in Black. Here's Ring of Fire. Call in 347-826-7667.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts
like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hit it!
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in balconi.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Hey, everybody. I'm back. I have my full panel with me. I also have Saul with me. And Saul, hey, I know you're not really excited with the show so far. I thought just for you, I would kind of kick it up a notch. And I now have on the line Blog Talk Radio royalty, Debbie Daly and Vic Montoya. Welcome, folks.
Fine.
Debbie.
Hello.
Fine,
hey, Vic.
Not you, Vic.
Hey, Vic. Vic and Debbie,
Dick
thanks
the
for
Dick.
Sure, you know, Mom, excuse me, I have a bit of a cold.
So, hey guys, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, it was okay, but I can assure you that our turkey was not stuffed with fentanyl patches and Percocets and Vicodin and Klonopin and Ativan and Darvon and Darvocet, and benzodiazepines, various such as Xanax, and Klonopin, and other sorts of painkillers such as Norco, and Lortabs, and barbiturates such as phenobarbital, or morphine pills, or Opana, or let's say just for the hell of it, propofol. None of these
Horchata.
Things are stuff inside my. No,
hey, let him finish. Let him finish.
No, none of these were inside the turkey. Ever.
Oh, that was all taken along with it or after it.
No, none of this in the turkey. I never put these things in the turkey and then use a frozen turkey to distribute drugs, especially to Bill Wagner. None of this ever happened.
Oh, definitely took it in a different direction than I was expecting.
Well, I'm just saying that did not happen.
Are you a Canadian-Mexican?
No. I'm a bail bondsman from Dallas.
Fletcher, you're not a bail bondsman anymore.
Is this really Todd the Bounty Hunter we got going on here or what?
Who is
that
man?
Really big?
I'm sorry, one at a time. What were you saying, Saul?
Do we really got Vic here or is this
we have Debbie and Vic are here, yeah. Yeah, they're both on the line.
So we got Dog and Beth.
I know you, Saul. I'm going to have you 404'd.
404?
Wait, who's getting 404'd?
Saul Goodman. I know all about him. The FBI, the CIA, and the Homeland Security are going to be on his tarmac in about 5 minutes.
The tarmac.
Wow.
See,
five minutes.
We can
actually be on the air live when it happens. This is going to be interesting.
I'm naked, so it's going to be even more interesting.
Well, if you are arrested, it is okay. I have helped many people get out of jail and go free and run to the Mexican border.
Hey, you can help us get Aaron Socio out of jail.
Did he rape a woman?
See, that's the thing. We were trying to figure out what rapeability really means. Can you tell us?
Well, no, I have never raped a woman. But I can tell you that if I were going to, I would first put her in a small room and then take her clothes away. You would have to make sure there are no windows and only one door in the room so that she can't run away. And then you threaten her with a sharp object such as a shard of glass.
Oh, shut up, Victor. You never use a shard of glass.
What?
You never use a shard of glass.
I have a shard of glass right here. You'll shut your big mouth. Now listen. Uh-oh. Doc's phone. Anyway, back to the story. I could probably get him off on charges of rape or murder or various other things that could possibly happen that are terrible, such as arson or kidnapping or possession of child pornography. If you need to get out of jail, I can bail you out at up to $1 million. I could just not, you know, pay taxes on any of it. And then you can be free to do what you want. Like, for an example, I have never gotten anybody to ride in the back of a U-Haul truck across the border into Mexico that was a convicted felon. I've never...
Hey, sir, don't forget about your great aunt.
My great aunt?
It's really starting to bore me.
Never happened.
First Canadian-Mexican I've ever met.
Oh, hey, Hammurabi, we've got an anonymous question for you. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, this is an anonymous question for you. Are you an activist? If so, what are you active with?
I try to keep those things to myself, particularly on Blog Talk Radio.
He's an analyst.
I'm unfortunately active.
I'm sorry, what was that, Vic?
Unfortunately, I am also sexually active.
Oh, yeah, shit. You and Debbie do it, like, doing it all
you
the time.
You still live at 225 Sunray Lane?
I'm not at liberty to discuss my current location.
Yeah, we
just want to update my notepad, Vic. It's been a while.
I'm still within the continental United States this time. I do not need to flee to my home country of Guatemala.
You're from Guatemala.
X you out. Tyrone is live. Tyrone, your mic's hot. You can chime in at any time, bro. Everybody's
oh,
mic.
I was asleep. My bad, man.
I just want to make sure you're still there. We have Ronald Langford. We have X Knight. We have Kamonra and Tyrone and Pythorian. You're here. Saul and Debbie and Vic. It's a full panel tonight, kids. And we still have 25 minutes of this to go.
Vic, we're going to get Vince in the bye 404, right?
Well,
It will take some pulling of strings, but I believe I can get this done.
You have those strings right up in Shannon Dingy Crimer's cunt, right?
Well, let's just say I've never given this person you mentioned any sort of narcotics. She's never taken from me, you know, a giant milk jug filled with codeine syrup.
Well,
hey, where you get that,
not.
Though? Hey, how much did that cost, though?
I don't know anything about this.
No, Vector.
I got the money, though. I'll get it from you. I'm
out.
If
you contact me after the show, I can tell you how I cannot get a hold of this, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, you going to meet me at the spot.
Well, somebody may not. I cannot confirm or deny.
Shit, man, this is confusing, man.
Well, that's probably because you're high right now.
Oh, we have a question.
Listen.
We have a question from the chat. Hey, hang on a second. We have a question from the chat room. This is from the Jewish producer. He asks, hey, Debbie, do you plan to have Laszlo over at the house anytime soon?
Listen, Saban has many more pairs of boxers that can be jizzed upon. All right. Now, he can come over, but he won't know where we'll be living because we lost our house.
Well, it is important to know that if anybody comes to my home and attempts to, you know, masturbate in my home without my approval or steal my child's undergarments, I will do absolutely nothing about it, as I have done in the past, because, you know, it is important as a father to not protect your child from a pedophile.
Well, Victor, that's your business. You know, I mean,
y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
Hi, no, we all need Jesus. I mean, look, I have a beautiful heart. Right.
Who is Jesus? You mean Jesus?
No, not your cousin.
Jesus?
No, Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Now, listen, Victor, let me answer this question, all right? Because what I need to tell people right now is I have a beautiful heart, all right? I am a wonderful human being, and I have never told a lie in my entire life. None. Not a single lie.
If you have a wonderful heart, how come you're always at the cardiologist?
Because I have cardiac dysrhythmica, all right? You just pop down there, Vic, all right?
That come from too much of that cocaine, though.
Well, listen now. I haven't done cocaine I haven't done cocaine for my children in life. I mean, at least 4 months.
I love her. She is a great mother. She tries not to do cocaine in front of our kids.
Well, you gonna do it in front of kids, you might as well do it with the kids. You can't be, you know, you don't want to, you know, deprive your children.
Well, I never intentionally deprived my children of anything.
Well, Victor, you did. You would not give Steven that Percocet that time.
Well, there was a point in time where I did give Steven, I never gave my kids any sort of muscle relaxants and sat them inside a closet and forced them to do their homework.
All
it
right.
Never
so Lincoln, that was where that false imprisonment charge came from, all right? Because what Victor did was Victor gave Steven, who he gives a tard, all right? And he gave him a muscle relaxant, and then he locked him in the closet. I had nothing to do with that. I really didn't. I mean, I didn't approve of that methodology. So anyway, and so he gave him, like, you know, some sort of stuff, and then he was, like, locked in the closet, and then Victor got arrested for false imprisonment. I mean, can you imagine that, Victor? He's such a nice guy.
Well, I mean, I actually, because the door was not locked, I just put a chair up under the doorknob, and he was not strong enough to move it. So I got off on the charges. He was not in prison. He just was not strong enough to move the chair.
He has such a nice girlfriend now, though. She's so nice. Her name's Peggy. She is so sweet. I swear on my beautiful heart. I mean, she's just like the sweetest thing.
I've never sold Depakote to Peggy.
Now, wait a minute. Viper, stop.
Okay.
Don't talk like this. What else haven't you sold to Peggy?
Well, there are plenty of things, mainly Tepra and various other things to keep her from having seizures. It's very quiet here now.
This is our show now, Meg.
I'm just going to go ahead and interject and say that neither this beaner or the dumb bitch are funny.
That's right. I am a dumb bitch. But that's all right, because I have fruit, all right?
We have fruit.
You got to save yourself the embarrassment and just end the call right now. Just leave the show completely.
Oh, my God, why you hate me all so much?
I got an excellent idea. You know what I just thought of? We're going to call that jailhouse back up, right? We're going to call that jailhouse back up, and we're going to tell the deputy at the front desk, we're going to tell him that Corey Aaron Turner has been calling us and saying that he want to kill himself. And then what they're going to do, they're going to put him in what's called the butt-naked room. They're going to take all his clothes, and they're going to...
No, dude, that sounds like a terrible idea. That's not cool.
Terrible.
That's the best idea I've ever heard.
You guys go do your own show and do that. I'm not doing that. We call that Think Twice, bro.
We're going to our own show. It's on the network.
Are we on the network right now, Debbie?
Wait, Vic?
Yes?
Are we on the network?
I do believe so, yes.
We're on the network.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you kids calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, Vince, you know, we're always close friends.
Yeah, apparently we personal message all the time. That's what I hear.
I talk to you on the phone. I mean, you call my phone like 5 times a day.
You're so busy hanging out with ghosts because you guys are really tight.
Well, I am the godmama for his babies. I mean, it's
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does that black man still want to buy narcotics from me?
Yo, I wanted the milk jug with the codeine syrup.
Okay, we'll get you guys, once we get off air, we'll get you guys hooked up. You know, I really like refrain from any... Any transactions live on the air?
You take Bitcoin.
Fine.
Debbie?
Shit. I take many payments. Such stated, I currently have a 1997 S10 pickup for sale. You can buy the whole thing or in parts. Don't ask me where I acquired a 1997 Chevy S10 pickup.
Right. I'm talking to Fine.
On the internet.
Fine.
Yes.
Vance in the bye.
Everybody, what's up?
Vance, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Debbie?
Vance, I'm whispering so Victor can't hear me.
Go ahead.
I want to tell you, I'm going to send you that Percocet, all right?
Okay.
All right. You don't worry none about it. I send you that Percocet.
Hello?
Hey, Vic, what's up?
Wait, hold on. I stepped away. What is this about Percocet?
I have no idea.
I only have, like, you know, well, I don't. No, hold on. Wait. I don't have, like, you know, over 10 large bottles of Percocet, and they're not expired. I mean, if I had them, they would not be expired. But they still work if they're expired. Not that I would know.
Excellent. Right on. Well, hey, you know, Debbie and Vic, it's always a pleasure. I got to get to a request here. This is somebody who's listening via Twitter. This goes out to Anani News Net. It's Pop Parappa the Rappa, Chop Chop Master Onion, right here on Disorderly Conduct and Blog Talk Radio.
Kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you want to test me, until you find the things I'll teach you, be sure to beat you. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick, kick, kick,
punch,
punch, punch, punch,
jump,
chop, 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 chop,
lock,
lock,
once more now, kick,
kick, kick, kick, kick, kick,
punch,
punch, punch, punch, punch,
jump,
chop, 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 chop,
and lock,
lock, lock, lock, lock.
Don't get cocky, it's gonna get rocky. We're gonna move down to the next jockey. Now duck,
duck, duck, duck,
jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump,
turn, 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 turn,
hold. You don't care for it,
jump, 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 jump,
hold,
hold, hold, hold, hold.
Duck,
duck, duck, duck,
jump,
turn, 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 turn.
Yeah, I see you're getting better. Kick to the limit in order to get her. Now kick, punch,
by the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck,
in your
press,
deck
play.
Press play.
Hear what,
listen,
I
what I gotta say. Stop
hating. Hey,
that's
bay.
Right.
Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play.
Do what Selassie
what
says. Stop hating in the bay, yo. We just all stopped hating in the bay. Everything would be okay. And I'm really thankful, again, for all the fantastic calls we got tonight. I'm sorry that Goofy Bone got a little butthurt and then his call dropped. He said on Twitter that apparently his phone died. It's typical. But nonetheless, that, of course, was... Oh, what the hell was that? Parappa the Rappa Chop Chop something or other. Onion. For Anani News Net. Big ups to Anani News Net for submitting that request. Thank you to the chit chatters that have stuck it out here to the end. Aaron Chizio, Anani News Net, Blitzy, Katie Idol, K Caddy Idol, Crypt Keeper, Desert Rose, first name Docs, last name Ben, Docs Ben in the building, bunch of guest listeners, Jewish producer in the house. Big F's the Jewish producer. Jewish producer is another Blog Talk Radio late night host. He does a show with Mr. Midnight Movie. You should check them out. We've got I Eat Cake. Welcome. I Eat Cake. Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. Ivana Suckadick, thank you for participating in the chat room. Kamonra, thank you for hanging out in the chat and hanging out on the line. Mary Mad, mad props to Mary Mad. Good to see you hanging out, homegirl. Mechazawa, thank you for listening. Saucy Nuts says, I'm jacking off my dog. That's disgusting. Who else do we have in here? Meep's Ghost, big ups to Meep's Ghost. Melinda. Hey, Melinda. Good to see you, honey. Pythorian Shits Rats. Pythorian Shits Rats. Thank you for being in the chat. I presume that's also the caller on the line, Pythorian, right? Is that right, Pythorian?
Can yes, it's me. Thank you for having
that's
me.
In the chat.
I even sent you a nice little picture over Twitter. Fan sign.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Saucy Nuts in the building. Saul is on BTR, is in the house. Scarlet Kitty in the building. She's nodded off there, but thank you for listening, Scarlet Kitty. Stabby McHuggs, the ambassador of Late Night BTR. Glad to see you in here. Talio. Big ups to Talio. Vert. Thank you, Vert, for listening. Very, very dedicated, loyal listener. Vert, always holding it down. Wendigo. Long time no see, Wendigo. Thank you for dropping in this evening. And X-Night and X-U Out, both on the board and calling in as well. Fantastic. Oh, I have an anonymous message. This is an anonymous message. It says, hi, Moxie. Okay. Melinda is sending me very naughty personal messages. I don't know what that's all about. Melinda, you should call in. We'll go in the green room. So yeah, we're gonna shut down this little taco stand. We're gonna go around the horn real quick here and get final thoughts from people. Kamonra, do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
This show was certainly interesting, and remember, if you dream about snowballs, you have to stick with the answer.
Okay, appreciate the call. X-Night, your final thoughts. Hello, X-Night, going once, going twice. X-Night, unmute. Hello, are you there? Do we lose him?
Connor.
Hey, Kamonra, is X-Night passed out?
I'm sorry, Vince. I thought you had me muted, but I actually had myself muted.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Your final thoughts.
I just wanted to let you know, check your Twitter. I left you a little special surprise there. And it's not my penis. It is not my penis. I promise you, it is not my penis, Vince.
It's mine.
Historian. penis, but not mine.
Excellent. Thanks, X-Knight. Appreciate the call tonight. Hammurabi's Code, your final thoughts.
I kind of zoned out there for a while, Vince, started playing music videos, and was jamming out to glam metal bands back in 82.
Like Pantera?
Absolutely. I was jamming out to Pantera as a glam metal band, and I refuse to have heard any music that's ever been produced since. So I'm going to throw on my really light denim jacket. I'm going to head for the door. I'm going to call it a night. Everybody, have a good one. I saw that shit you wrote X you out. Wasn't a fan. I'm out. Later.
Nice. Thanks for coming out, Hammurabi's Code. Pythorian, your final thoughts.
My first time here. Definitely enjoyed the place. I would like to say that Black Friday is the devil. Holds us back from building more bombs. All these big box stores, they receive more tax benefits than both investment in the Federal Reserve and tax breaks by local authorities. And that takes money out of the system to build bombs. I'd also like to say that, Vince, I apparently do not smoke nearly as much weed as you do because you are one mellow guy.
Appreciate the call, Pythorian. You're welcome back anytime. We have another satisfied first-time caller. It's always good to hear that. And now we move on to Saul. Saul, your final thoughts.
I just wanted to say that Debbie and Victor Montoya's appearance tonight has been sponsored by Viagra, creators of Zoloft and Percocet.
Sweet. Appreciate the call, as always, Boss Saul. And we have XU Out on the line. XU Out, final thoughts?
Well, it was a different show, that's for sure. And, well, everything's good. I'm just worrying why Hammy's so butthurt right now. I don't know what he's crying about because I did mute Hammy. I don't know. Stop being a little faggot, bitch, Hammy. Call me out. I'm right here. But, yeah,
well,
I'm a boy.
He's still on the line.
He's all butthurt. What's he butthurt about, dropping my name, telling me it's whatever it is? What's he butthurt about? What did you see? What do you see, Hammy? What are you mad about?
Am I muted?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. I saw the shit you typed in the fucking chat where you called me a bitch. So I guess now I have to ask you the question, what are you butthurt about, XU Out? Because you seem to wear it 24/7, 365. You are butthurt about somebody else's bullshit nonstop. So what did I butthurt you about today, buddy?
Oh, my God. That's funny. I like that. You didn't butthurt me at all, man. I laughed at you.
No?
I'm
not going to fucking fall for your bullshit, pal.
Okay, they're going to work that out in the green room. We only have, a minute and a half left to go. I have to give, I have one more request that I'm going to fulfill here, and then we'll call it a night. I also want to make sure that I gave a big ups to Assert MacFags and Tyrone for calling in tonight. It's great to have them on. And, yeah, good times. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Here's my final request to fulfill. This is a request by Neil Rauhauser. That's right. Neil Rauhauser submitted a request. It was this, Mojo Nixon, where the hell's my money? Good night.
Yeah, me and Skid Row, we're pulling the town. Yeah, we're pulling the town, we're gonna be laying them down. Yeah, man, we go to the local record store and they got our record kind of sitting out right real prominently on the shelf. There we go. Great Googly Moogly. Yeah, man, we go to the college radio station. They say, baby, they've been waiting for us all day long. All day long. All day long. So we do a little interview, then we go down to the rock and roll club, man. And we do a sound check, you know. We be checking out all kind of sounds we be doing. We going hoo ha hee ha hoo la hoo la. Yeah. Yeah, man, and then the local band gets up on the stage and they begin to rage. They begin to rock and roll. They got the super soul going up through the beats. They started grabbing the tallywhackers and they say, baby, baby, what's on your mind? Well, then they really do like it. It's more like, baby, baby, what's on your mind? Man, and the place was packed. I mean, wall to wall. I mean, it was like the wall to wall, ceiling to ceiling. You couldn't get another person in there with a crowbar. I mean, the club owner was out there with the crowbar, sticking more people in. Yeah, that's right, you know. And they couldn't get a razor blade between these people. They was all there waiting to see Mojo Nixon and Skip Roper do the rock and roll thing. And we said, baby, we have come to do the rock and roll thing. And then we started cracking. Yeah, we started clapping. Man, after we'd be rocking for about an hour, 2 hours, encores out the door, crowbar, man, there's a psychotic reaction and everything. Well, me and Skid Row, it's about 2:30 Sunday morning, we said, we gotta get paid. We gotta get paid. Now, who's in charge of this place, you know? So we're looking around, we ask the doorman, the bartender, we ask them all, and they say, you have to talk to the owner. So we go find the owner, and he says, Mojo, Mojo, I got your money, Mojo. I got your money. I had to pay the doorman and the sound man, and I had to pay the light man, and you had 3 guests, Mojo, 3 people on the guest list. So I figure that your money from the gig comes to $7.48. Like 7 George Washington dollars and 2 cents less than 50 cents. He said, yes, Mojo, that's what I mean. I said, Right at this moment, I pull out a 1936 Colt 45 single action service revolver that my daddy used in the big war. And I placed a cold steel barrel up against his slug head and I yelled, where the hell's my money? Where the hell's my money? Yeah, right at this moment, Skid Row takes out his old-time major washboard on a stick and winds up like Ivan the Jesus and smacks a corrugated chin right across his pussy face, leaving death never to leave. Ah, we both scream, where the hell's my money? Where the hell's my money? Oh. Yeah, I cocked the trigger on the revolver, and Mr. Club Owner says, Okay, Mojo. Last week we had the floating doo-doo balls in here, and they didn't fall too many people, and I don't have too much money. I said, wait a minute. If I want to shit out of you, I'll squeeze your head, boy. Yeah. So you get this big motherload of bills. I'm talking about a big dog-choking motherload of bills. He starts peeling off 5s, 10s, 20s. 30s. I said, whoa, wait a minute, 30s? Where you get this $30 bill, man? There ain't no $30 bills with Bill Graham's picture on it. What do you think I am, some kind of dummy? What kind of fool are you, boy? So we get our percent of the money, 50% of the door, 5,000 people. We got about $7,000, not $7, you know. We start ranting and raving. We head out of town in the 67 Ford Fairlane station wagon. And we got to take off like Kyle Petty, like Richard Petty. I'm talking about like Wendell Scott, like Pee Wee Roberts, yeah. And these two nubile, obviously underage young women are hanging on to the roof rack. And these two little Madonna wannabes are going, and the club owner wiping the poop out of his pants. And his ugly wife, I'm talking about butt ugly, super Zilla, that's what I'm talking about. With the double-off shells out of the 410 shotgun is firing at our butts, we go off in We big out these wannabe bananas. We big out they must be undercover cops. So we take them to their daddy's house and they get a little spanking. Yeah, spanking, baby. All ranking. Yeah, so me and Sid, man, we're pulling out of town. We're pulling out of the town out on the interstate. And we're sitting in the war wagon. And on the side of the road, we see everybody that ever been done wrong. Everybody that ever been cheated. Everybody that ever been swindled. Everybody that ever been taken in by some sleazy scumbag club owner. And they're all standing out there. And they're standing out there waving their hands in the air. And everybody's saying, where the hell my money? Where the hell my money? Where the hell my money?
Yeah, BTR, where the hell's my fucking money? That was Mojo Nixon for Neil Rauhauser. Neil Rauhauser requested that song. And it's been a fantastical evening. Come on, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, so what'd you think of the show tonight?
It was an interesting clusterfuck, that's for sure.
An interesting clusterfuck.
Isn't it always an interesting clusterfuck?
Yeah, that's pretty much par for the course, especially lately. It's been an extremely interesting clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully there was some morsel of entertainment value and knowledge that was passed on that transpired within those 2 hours.
Well, I wouldn't stay up all night just to hear your wonderful voice, would I?
Yeah, you have a wonderful voice yourself.
Aww.
Balls to you!
It's Free Ball Friday. Free ball. You get
mm-hmm.
it? So what's X-Knight doing right now? Is he jerking off somewhere?
No, he's on the phone with somebody else right now. Rambling
cool.
on.
What are you wearing?
On. Me? I'm. That's not information that I would give out publicly, that's for sure.
You can't tell me what you're wearing?
No, I can't.
That means you're wearing nothing, right?
I am not privy to say.
Wow. You just walk around naked with the X-Knight there. That's amazeballs.
well,
good times.
Definitely.
So
at least the heater's working now.
Yep. Yeah, are the headlights on?
I do believe so.
Nice. That's good. It's encouraging.
Pardon?
I said that was it's encouraging to hear that. Oh, my God. I have so many people that have tweeted me. This is awesome.
Well, you've gotten popular in the last week.
Scarlet Kitty, Anani Bear, X-Knight sent me this picture of a highway sign with the call-in number to my show.
I like Pythorian's sign.
Pythorian tweeted a picture of... What is that? Is that
it's
a dashboard?
LED sign.
Yeah, that's like on the dashboard of his car or something.
I'm not sure. I know he was building it recently.
Hmm. That's kind of a cool little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I retweeted that.
You should.
This Aaron Chizio character is really kind of almost more disturbing than the person he or she's trying to spoof.
Well, let's see here. What the? I kind of completely tuned out the beginning of your show because they were rambling on. All I heard was something about self-loathing people and cows. So.
Yeah, I was barely paying attention to that myself. Yeah, it started off with that Aaron Chizio and Asshurt MacFags just going at it for a little bit. I kind of zoned out. Also, I'm really busy screening calls. Like at any one time, I usually have like 12 callers on the air. At least.
That's a good thing. People want to talk to you, or at least talk at each other on your show.
Oh, I'm totally. That's what this show has always been. It's always just been caller based show. Audio spaghetti. I don't know. It's like an audio exquisite corpse. It's always metamorphosizing.
Performance art.
Different. Lately the Wrestle League has been sort of a heavy presence on the show and in the chat room. This is not unusual for a troll crew to kind of cruise in and just sort of take over my show. And as long as they're funny and, we have a good time, I'm all for it.
That's the most important part, really, is.
Yeah. It's been very entertaining for me just to listen to all the. Some of my old listeners are a little upset that they don't hear me talk more often. Half the time I don't have anything to say. I just kind of like curating the madness.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm kind of a voyeur too. Just kind of like to watch and observe.
See, that's the reason I actually listen, just because even though sometimes you'll end up being very, very confused by what's going on, it's still funny as hell. And I usually learn something, at least.
Yeah. I like it though. It's like audio spaghetti. It just takes its own form. It's like its own little thing. Stream of consciousness, but with a bunch of people on the line. Mm-hmm. It's really just a hangout show. It's always been like that. It's just different people hanging out now. It's always changing. And that was great that we had Debbie and Vic call in. Those are both two classic trolls. They have various personas that they use. It was just one of many. Yeah, we had some old friends that check in from time to time.
Well, it's a good thing. It means you're not losing fans, you're just gaining more. Yeah, I mean, even your older fans that are completely butthurt about who's calling in now, I mean, they still show up and listen.
This is true.
They'll never let you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you go.
Yeah, the show's come a long way, that's for damn sure. I can't believe X Knight wants that guy, that McAfee guy, to try to call in. That blows my mind. That's not going to happen.
You don't think it will?
Is that's not even really that guy on Twitter. It can't be.
Yeah. Trust me, I live with him. I sit over his shoulder all the time. I've been able to at least pay attention to what's going on.
Naked? Do you sit over his shoulder naked?
Pardon?
Do you sit or stand over his shoulder naked?
Yes, yes, I do.
Oh, my God. What a lucky fucking bastard.
I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what did you end up doing for Thanksgiving? Other than eating turkey and taking a nap.
Both. Jeez, I did a show. That's about it. Watched a lot of football.
I'm still really bummed out that the Lions lost.
Yeah, close game. That was the best game. All the other games sucked.
Yeah, that was the best game I've seen the Lions play in a very long time. So surprised it went into overtime.
So, yeah, this Melinda chick is like, she's sort of my BTR stalker, sort of. She sends me these really wild personal messages on the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And one is, and this is like the last one she sent me. It says, "I love you, Vince. I want you to protect me. I want to feel you inside me."
Oh, I saw that one. I really
Melinda.
Just for attention.
Melinda, Jesus Christ. Hammy, X you out, is saying, LOL, did Hammy and I get booted? No, you guys are here. You guys are just on.
Hello.
You guys are just muted. It's just, I wanted to have a little one-on-one with Kimonra.
Oh.
But I can bring you guys on. Go ahead, Hammurabi, and X you out. You're both live.
And I'm not mad that I was muted either. Are you mad, Hammy?
Hammy is mad.
He's always mad when he gets muted.
Well, I think he muted himself again. Yeah. Classic. Actually, the first one who actually said some mean things to me on the air. I'm actually kind of sad.
Who was that?
Hammy.
Oh, Hammy and you had a little beef going? I don't know. So much shit happens on the show, it's hard to keep track.
Oh, well, were we in the green room that whole time?
Probably part of it. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, yeah,
told you, dude.
Oh, there he is.
Dude, it's just trolling. Just chill.
I know. I'm cool with it. You know, I play tennis, too. You knock the ball over the net, and then I smash it right back over, like McEnroe style. You know what I mean?
Awesome. I look forward to returning your McEnroe smash.
Very fuck. So what's up? What's good, peeps? Who do we got here?
Well, it's just Kimonra, Hammurabi's Code, and X you out, and me.
Oh,
that's it.
Everybody bailed out. Damn.
Yeah, no, I wasn't planning on extending the show, but it's sometimes it's fun to have a one-on-one chat with no pressure or anything after the end of the show.
Word.
I did that a couple nights ago with Amber. I did it a couple nights ago with Spyco. Yeah, that's.
You did that shit with Spyco? How did that go?
Yeah, tell us more
about
that.
No, we were just talking about sports and shit.
Are you serious? Did you have a normal conversation with Spyco?
Yeah. Yeah, after
no fucking way. There's no fucking way. I've talked to Spyco on multiple occasions. Not once can I say I've had a totally normal conversation with the dude.
Well, if you listen to the tail end of one of, I don't even remember which one it was, one of the, within the last week, I think, you'll hear me and towards the end, me and Spyco just chopping it up, but nothing, just bullshitting.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
He's a good guy. it's kind of like I compare it to the Shadow experience, where, you know, Shadow is a troll on Twitter and all this and all that. But when you see him, on TC guzzling a friggin' 40 ounce, it changes things a little bit. But I don't want to be moral fagging like him, he says. So, y'all suck, fuck everybody, death to everybody, kill the Jews, whatever they say, yeah. Love y'all, man.
Right on. Hammurabi, any final words?
Yeah. Titties. And
perfect. Titties, I'm sorry, I missed that. Titties and what?
I don't know. Fuck it.
Beer?
Just titties. Just
beer. Listen.
Titties and beer. Okay. And you, Kimona, any final words of wisdom?
It's not really, just, you know, if you dream of snowballs, you have testicular cancer. Always get checked.
And on that note, I'm going to finish off here with my own personal selection. This is Erection by The Faint. Good night. Free Ball Friday, November 23rd, 2012.
Thank you very nice.